Romans 12, 2 and 3. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. The imperative in verse 2 is renewal of the mind. Instructions on the subject of that renewal come in verse 3. It seems the way we think about ourselves is key. Affection for and subsequent conformity to the world have their root in the selfish desires of the flesh. When we place ourselves at the pinnacle of importance, we obey our own desires and live in a pattern of sinfulness, thinking and behaving in a worldly manner. A person living in total devotion to the Savior, however, will think soberly and live righteously, separating themselves from worldly influence. Romans 12, 2 and 3. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith.